mind that, you see, there's the religion above all religions, which is one for all. There is a religion which is above all religions, and that is one for all. And that is truth, given out by all of us. Whenever they came, we forgot it. That's all. So when I go everywhere. They invite me, they love me and I love them. Perhaps their love is reciprocal or my love is reciprocal, I don't know. But they do love me and I love them. When I go there, I see I'm at home. Because for the very truth, they are also standing for. But while standing for also, they have gone into formations, watertight compartments. Sometimes in the jealousness of that watertight compartment, they find divisions, you see, unfortunately. But I take them from the religion, you see, which is above all religions. Religion word purely means, re means back, legio to bind back our souls to God. This religion is above all other religions which are meant for this very high religion. We are already one, unfortunately forgotten. Masters see only from the level of that. As a man, or as a soul, or the higher truth. This duality has been shaken off by the grace of my Master. I love all you. So we are worshippers of truth, you see. Bring out that very truth which is given. Pity it is that they have forgotten it. That's all. When they go there, they claim me as their own, you see. And first I claim them as my own. That is this. So there is no dearth of outer forms of religion, you see. But all these outer forms of religion are meant for that higher religion, which is one not truth. We should have always that ideal before us. There can be no duality, no strife, no concussion, anything else. Pity it is that we do take up the way. Apparently we try to follow that higher but for want of practical progress, we do not have that at home, you see, at our heart. The present day is an age of practical life, is it not? People don't believe unless there is something practical. So we must have, you see, all our truth in a practical way. And that will appeal to all, you see. But this truth will, you see, prevail. Times are changing. And that's the only thing which can appeal to everybody. That's the only ground on which all of us can sit together. So I wish each one of you, you see, to be practical. Don't try to reform others, you see, reform your own self. When you are reformed, all the world is reformed. If anybody hates you, you love him. After all, he will come up. If many men bow down, you know, that affects him most. If anybody has done anything wrong to you, if you also stoop down, you do harm, more harm to yourself also. This is what my master once wrote to me. In satsang, many kind of people come out. Some come up only to criticize. Others come out of devotion. He says, if a bad man does not leave off his bad habits, why a good man should leave his good habits? The man who thinks that way, if he returns the kind in the same way as he receives, that is not good. If you sense any evil, you return it in love, that's all. That will give you peace first, then to others. When you hate anybody, it may not be outwardly, at heart, that reacts in his heart first. So we should have air-conditioned heart, you see. So it's no heat should penetrate. That's all I can say. Once it so happened, you know, in the life of Buddha, some man came up. He began to call names like other things. Well, he grew dark at night. When he came, oh, it is that he was going back. And Lord Buddha told him, look, your friend, hear me first. What do you want to talk about? Well, look, I ask you one question. If anybody brings any present to give to somebody and he does not accept it, with whom that remains? Yeah, of course you have brought it. So, dear friend, the present that you have brought, I do not accept. That would change your life first. Mind that. That is the criterion, mind that. Mind say, all right. So they say, no, it is for that. So that should not be. If anybody does it, he is going down, mind that. When you give, return the other way, well, that's God's grace on you, I think. And then God is more pleased. So the God and Master too. It's a very simple thing, you see. For one slight shortcoming, we go on like spoiling our own life. I do not mean to say that those who are doing hated, they are good, doing good. No, they are also not doing good. They are harming their own self. Where the fire burns, that earth is first heated. Then others get heated. It is to have a pity of one's own self, I would say, to save oneself. To find God is not difficult, I think. To make a man is difficult. God himself is searching man. He does not find man. If two beasts fight, he tries to kill him with his horns, the other tries to kill both. Well, what's the difference between a man and an animal? Man is the highest in all beings. In God in man. Even if you don't take up the spiritual way, I tell you honestly, you live up to these things, you find peace. You have transvision. You can foretell things. To be spiritual is something, and that's a very good ground where the spirituality can dawn. Spirituality is just knowing oneself and be cognizant of God all the time. This is what is spiritual. But I'm telling you no new things. The same old things are given in our scriptures. We don't try to follow, understand, you see. Even we have understood, we don't put in practice. You begin to love, you'll find change in your own self, say after a few months. Those are things which appear to be very bad in the past, they appear to be good. His heart speaks, by radiation he speaks, you see, his eyes speak, because thoughts are potent, you see, than the words. Silence speaks more than words. Because thoughts are potent, thoughts radiate. Thoughts such that radiate only of the kind which quality is within you, charged by that quality. You'll find an atmosphere charged like anything. There's no foe mind, our own mind is foe. No enemy. Even the very atmosphere begins to resound, you see. This is what Christ meant when you shut up yourself in a closet and this and that. Shutting up in a closet means wholly and solely in your thought you build it. Even more than one sit together in that way, how great radiation there will be. Satsangs are meant for that. Satsangs are of the master, not individual. That by radiation helps, you see. So more than love is devotion. Devotion is more than love. Love burns the lover, and devotion burns the one he is devoted to. He takes all the burdens. So faith in the Master, you see, is a great blessing. That goes to sprout for spirituality for me, you know. What man can work wonders. And mind that Master does not make you slave love you, mind that. He makes friends of you. He has respect for the God in you. He treats all the life. High and low we are made, God has made all equally. With the same privileges. But that requires no, I think, intellectual efforts. Very common sense. Yeah. Live up to it, you'll find man who does it is done in their page, you see. And that gives you peace of heart. That is why Christ said, love thine enemies. Those people went to him, what should you do with enemies? You want your loss, and he says that tooth for tooth and nail for nail. And he said, on account of your hard-heartedness, he gave that command you were given. I give you love thy enemy. That is higher religion, you see. That is why I said the religion higher than all religions. And that is true. That is love, that is life. That is light. And those who follow the masters, they don't walk in darkness. They walk in light. Not the light of the Son of Man, but the light shining through him. You are worshipper of all that. I wish if I could go deep down into your hearts to convince you, to give you an impetus to me. Just start that way. The sooner the better. When you get strength, you simply become receptive. Let you abide in him, that's the only way. You abide in him only when you remember him. What you remember out of sweetness, that reacts. That reaction, you abide in him. And you receive that Godhead, you see, through receptivity. That is why it is said spirituality cannot be taught, but caught. The more devotion, the more surrender we have to give, the more spiritual we become. Even the worst of men can do. Pity it is we don't surrender, we are not devoted. While saying you have love for somebody, they are not devoted, they have got other devotion somewhere. And what is that? Our master used to say, somebody will talk evil of him. Those who are in their jealousness, I am very glad they remember me. You see? They remember me, you see. Once he went to a village, in the beginning there was all more controversy, you see. He went there, then the people just received his stones. When the satsang was carried, the two stones. Then we returned, he said, well, I thank you. You gave me a very good reception. Thank you for the reception. Now these words, they were changed. So you love having. In the beginning, some people do have, you see, for want of not right, for want of right understanding. You must be true to your own self and to the God within you. That's all. I love problems. Many problems should be solved. What is good, do at once. What is evil, delay. Make it a point. Leave it to somebody. I bet they will fight together with the troll people, you see. Some Italians in the troll area, you see, they have control over that. Those people, governor over there, they are in the peoples. There were daggers down, they would just revolt. They had the bombs and everything there. I met the governor. We had a 1 hour talk. He said, I am none for what to do, I don't follow. I told him it's delay. Light will shine. And what happened? They are now in correspondence. One was not broken. So it can work wonders within our own selves, you see. What does it cost, then? How much does it cost? When that I love for all these things. Even you fight, I love for the boat. I tell you all these things. And love for those who are awakened, who have got the right understanding. And for the others, I love for pity's sake. I want to raise them up. You see, the Master saying that they are very brevity, the soul of, you see, I mean, I think, truth. Master never say long yarns, you see. They say few words. And those few words are pregnant with meaning. We never dwell on them, you see. Love and all things shall be added unto you. Only few words. How all things can be added into you. Try it and see. Practice it and you'll find. People do not realize the truth of it. Take one thing. Take love, for instance. Take truthfulness. You change. And high most, you see, I'll say, when you come in contact with the God in action power, Nama, Shabda, all virtues find an abode in you. They come of itself. One by self introspection, the other by coming in contact with the God in expression power. Naturally you come.
When?
Right? Well, can I help it? Don't start them, but then stop both on them. Why waste this?
So I am happy to introduce great lady Madam Hardevi.
Great lady or big lady?
Big lady. Great lady, big lady.
How did you arrive? Alice? Where's your sister?
She was at the meeting this afternoon.
That's
all.
Yeah, huh? Master to give us one peg of wine, you see, of God intoxication. She's going to.
Now,
what say, very mad in love for her, you see. And he was giving out here, there, everywhere, I will marry her, this and that thing. That looked very awkward to the king, you see. He said, what to do? He just consulted his minister. You see, what to do like that? You know, all right, tell him, just bring a canal down from the Himalayas down. Let him, he will die in that effort, that's all right. So he began to just excavate a canal from the Himalayas, from the mountains, just to pass under the, that very house, I mean that mansion in which he lived. Well, you see, love knows no burdens, no hardships. He did so and was successful. No, king had no other alternative. Then again he consulted, you see, his minister what to do. And he said, tell all right, just send out the rumor that princess had died. When this rumor reached him, he took the action, put a strike in his own head and died. And in the meantime, what happened, when the princess heard about it, she fell down from the roof and died. You see, such like madness of, it is very madness, you see, extreme, that this should also put into shadow, you see, such like intoxication you may give us, that this story of the Farhad should be eclipsed, you see. Another story goes of the Majnu. He was lover, you see, of a princess like that. Layla, somebody, Layla. So, he was so much in love, you see. She used to give every day alms on Thursday to all people, whoever came to him. He also one day just joined those beggars just to reach, approach him and get some alms. To everybody, she gave something. And he had a cup in his hand, this Majnu. When he came, his turn came, he tried to underneath and threw the cup down that was broken. And he was very jolly, he was dancing in happiness. People are saying, what have you given you? Given you. She has given you nothing. She has only broken your cup. Oh, you don't know what she has given me. She has told me that unless you break off this cup of body, you see, you forget your own body consciousness, until then you are not fit for the love. It so happened once, when he entered the town where Layla lived, you see, well, he used to very kiss the very ground where she passed. The very walls and the corridors of the houses of the town, because in that Layla lived, you see. Once he was seen by somebody, he was kissing the feet of a dog. People asked him, what are you doing? Oh, I saw this dog someday going in the street of my Layla, you see. The extreme madness of love. He said, this story may also be, please, give me just such an intoxication that throws all these things in shade, he said. So see, this intoxication we go to mass to get. Not performing rites, rituals, this and that. That is religion above all these things, isn't it? And after all, the master, you see, Shamashta Brahe, he said, if I leave the body, and my body is cut into pieces and put as a manure in some field, the corn that will grow out of that land, he has not mentioned anything about those who eat the bread made out of that corn, But he says, whoever bakes the bread and whoever serves on the table, they will be intoxicated. So this is what we are after, you see. That is already within us. But when we just come in contact, we are just getting impetus, flared up. So life comes from life like that. No books can give you. No outward performance can give you. This is what Master said, you see. In the Srimad Bhagavat, it is given that you cannot find God so easily, even by saying prayers, performing rituals, you see, giving alms, controlling your senses to life of continence to, as quicker as you can have by sitting at the feet of Master. That way the life comes from life. So that gives you, when you come have develop receptivity by devotion and surrender, you can develop this receptivity. You have nothing to do. That very thing becomes a part and parcel of your life. Our Master used to give one event that some this sculptors or the portrait makers, you see, came to China, some foreigners. They approached the king to show their skill. And the king agreed, all right, gave a hall, one wall, all right, you do your painting, whatever you like. Those painters who were also belonged to China, they also came up. Well, kindly, you also give us opportunity to show our skill. All right, they put one curtain between. Big hall, you see. One wall was given to the foreigners, the other was given to his own countrymen. They began to work on the wall. After some time, then that painting was ready. The foreigners went to the king, told him, well, our painting is ready, would you kindly have a visit? All right. He went over there. He saw the painting was very beautiful, you see. He was amazed all over. Then he was coming out, the other sastra said, would you kindly have a look at ours? All right. And the curtain was taken off, you see. And to the amazement of the king, the very painting which was on the other side, that was also there, exactly there, and still more clear, because by hand done something little here, there, little curves, you find, but the reflection, even the reflection, that was not there. He was amazed, you know, what have you been doing? When two men are at competition, you see, they won't let their, you see, let others see it. What did you do? We have done nothing, sir. We have done no labor, simply we are rubbing the wall from day to day, so much so that it now reflects. That's all we have done. So it is the love that is, you see, that's a rubbing, you see, that reflects the Master within you. It is I, not no I, but Christ within me. That's the devotion, you see. There we are wanting. We may have love. Even we have not love, I tell you honestly. Love knows no burdens. Love beautifies everything. You see? And love and all things shall be added unto you. But devotion is still greater and surrender is still greater. That love is love where there is devotion and surrender. Where there is no devotion and surrender, there is no love. By devotion and surrender, you lose your ego. You reflect the same in you. You become he himself without any effort. That's the highest of all. As St. Paul said, so Hafiz also says the same thing, you see. Now, strange enough, I've forgotten my body, whether it is I or my master is here. These are the words, you see. You say, by name I am called that, but I am he, and he, me. This is what is called Guru Book, in the terminology of the masters. Guru Book, who becomes a mouthpiece of the Guru. That's God's gift. That becomes the fate of those who have devotion and surrender. This is the highest thing we have to learn. In love too, sometimes you transcend limits, you see. Once I wrote a letter to my master, I remember now, in which I wrote to him, I pray you to give me love. And what sort of love which demands no recompense? Selfless love. And such love which does not transcend the limits of respect. Sometimes in love we transcend the limits of respect, you see. And what did he do, you know? He read that letter, put it on his breast. I want such people who want love within respectful moods. So these are the things, you see, we have to learn practically. It is no intellectual inference, you see, it is a matter of living. And such like love, you see, results into devotion and surrender. It is almost practically the same. So we must learn to love, you see. Love which is selfless, which rises into surrender and devotion. When you do that, then who becomes a Guru Mukh? This is what is called to become a Guru Mukh, you see. When master has to take over all the burden, we have nothing to fear. A child who has got a mother, she has nothing to fear, nothing to worry, nothing for the clothes and the eating and this and that. We have to live up to that. You'll find in such a way you'll progress wonderfully. As St. Paul said, you feel that way. Not feel, you see that way. He makes you a flute through which he breathes his life in you and you give out to others. So Saint Emerson said, those thoughts which come without thinking, they are always perfect. Master never speaks from the level of thinking, I have to say now this thing, now that. Till they come up, all the cotton dyed. So he is a God in man, that's we see. Now he does not assert, but it is what Christ said, you see, and all of us must say, I is my Father alone, it is Father that is working through me. He is conscious of this. Sometimes they have to give up, you see. When the people ask him, well, it would have sufficed if you were speaking always of Father and shown him to us somewhere. And he grew indignant over it. And asked, well, I have been so long with you, you did not know that it's a Father working through me. And then he went so far to say, you have seen me, you have seen the Father. They are conscious of the thing, though they work at the level of man body. Masters come from time to time. The world is not without them, you see, mind that. It is not necessary that they follow the same lineage. No. Maybe here, they are everywhere. That power remains, working throughout. And wherever that is, where you find, he gives you something to start with. That's the only criterion you can have. But in due course, you begin to do something. Then you go. Only what is required is obedience. Our Master used to say, the whole life may be spent in search of a Godman. That very period of search will be called for devotion. If you come to the right person with the grace of God, your all labors are crowned with success. Then you have nothing to fear. You have to be devoted to Him. And it is God's grace, you see, that is working in this materialistic age. Everywhere. But there is awakening with God's grace. I found it. You see, in my displeasant door, I found it. Great response everywhere. For unity. Religions are trying to make the subsect of the religion merge into one. But what we have taken up now is just not to merge all religions into one, let them remain in their own religions, but they all should sit together for the same higher religion, that is one for all. Remain in their own religion, not to change them. But just follow the religion which is one for all, given out by all masters. These are the words you have to just write down in your hearts, never to forget to live up to them. And you will find wonderful change. You live and see for yourself. In the beginning it might appear, oh, what are you finding? You're a fool, such and such one does you wrong and you are simply loving it. Loving does not mean mixing. I mean, just have good thoughts for him. If there is filth in the gutters, that cannot be washed away by blood, cannot be washed away by blood. That filth can be washed away by sweet waters of love. Apparently you may be thinking a loser, you see, but you are not loser, you are gainer. The more you latch up to it, I think you will find for your own self you are progressing. You will actually peace of heart. Don't look to the flaws of the other. Try to wash them by love, you see. Tell me, I have to take off wrong. And you'll find also improvement all around. First, your own heart will improve, then others. Then whatever little time you'll put for devotion, you'll go quicker. Because as I told you, meeting of God is not difficult. Man making is difficult. Of practice is more than that of theory, isn't it? We should try to change our way of living to the tones. Then that will give a lasting effect and substantial change will come. Oh.
No, more than 10 o'clock, we'll have to go cold weather, so there will be no meditation tomorrow.
Oh, 10.
But tomorrow at 7:30, Master will be available here. couple of hours to give a talk.
Tomorrow night?
Yes, tomorrow night. One thing tomorrow night to be done.
What you hear, put them in writing, keep it with you. Otherwise you forget. Diary from day to day, how you saw it. In talks you learn so much, and you think what you cannot learn by reading scripture for so long. The very atmosphere becomes calm and quiet. We are here to be mad now. I think you're talking about madness. That's
मोहब्बत की निगाहों से तेरी तस्वीर देखेंगे, तेरी तस्वीर देखेंगे, तेरी तस्वीर देखेंगे.
It so happened once that I went to Amritsar, a place, and Master was expected there to arrive. We were all sitting in expectation of his arrival. And the message came, the Master is not coming. All that is hot. Somebody dispersed. I was there. You see, it is also madness, I would say. I wrote this poem, you see. Well, he will come. I will see him with my own eyes. You see. I was going to write this by the time about, I was in madness going on about an hour after, Master came up there. So much is strong attraction of love. This is a poem written at the time, you see.
मोहब्बत की निगाहों से तेरी तस्वीर देखेंगे, तेरी तस्वीर देखेंगे, तेरी तस्वीर देखेंगे, मेरे पहलू में आएंगे जिन्हें मैं प्यार करता हूँ. मेरे बाबू अब से फिर मेरी तकदीर देखेंगे, मेरी तकदीर देखेंगे, मेरी तकदीर देखेंगे, मोहब्बत की निगाहों से तेरी तस्वीर देखेंगे, मोहब्बत की निगाहों से तेरी तस्वीर देखेंगे, वो सावन पीर देखेंगे, वो उचदा पीर देखेंगे, वो सावन पीर देखेंगे, वो माहे मुनीर देखेंगे, मोहब्बत की निगाहों से तेरी तस्वीर देखेंगे, मेरे पहलू में आएंगे जिन्हें मैं प्यार करता हूँ, मेरे पहलू में आएंगे जिन्हें मैं प्यार करता हूँ, मेरे बाबू फिर से अब मेरी तकदीर देखेंगे, मेरे मेरी तकदीर देखेंगे, 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 मोहब्बत की निगाहों से तेरी तस्वीर देखेंगे, मोहब्बत की निगाहों से तेरी तस्वीर देखेंगे, मोहब्बत की निगाहों से तेरी तस्वीर देखेंगे।
So it so happened he came up, you see, out of that. So love is very good, power. Like a glass. You see glass that does not show your face unless you put something behind. So similar, the love polish at the back reflects your master within you, God within you. Come the rain falls. This is the forerunner of God's coming. When such a pining is there, you see, nothing else remains there between you and the beloved, the Master. Once Raya Saligram, while sitting in the satsang, he came in that manner, the whole satsang began to, you see, matter, got a neck to it.
ਉਹਦਾ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਹੈ ਨਾ ਤਿੰਨ ਚਾਰ ਕੜੀਆਂ ਦੋ ਤਿੰਨ ਯਾਦ ਮੈਂ ਸੁਣਾ
ਦਿਓ ਕੋਈ ਨੀ ਕਾਫੀ ਤੂੰ ਕਾਫੀ ਤੂੰ Just one day we are just celebrating the death anniversary of a Guru. Just short and clear, the whole Sangat began to come. The trend is changing. So love is everything. Love is devotion and surrender is the most ideal thing. But love begins with if you love me, keep my commandments. That's what Christ said. That doesn't cost you anything. You won't be loser, I assure you. You'll gain in short time what you cannot gain in life. Because you reflect the whole thing. Like that painter's case. All right, God bless you.